I'm joined in the studio by two representatives from Breastscreen WA, Health Promotion and Recruitment Manager Angela Helliwell and Health Promotion and Program Officer Sonia Schultz. G'day, guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
It's very well synchronised there. Thanks for coming in today. Excellent. I want to start off by asking you, what are we talking about here when we talk about breast awareness? What is breast awareness and specifically the changes that might be the result or lead to health issues? Why is it important to be breast aware?
So it's important to be breast aware because the changes that occur in a breast may be an indication of breast cancer. So women need to be getting to know what's normal for themselves, mm-hmm. and so they can identify any changes that might be occurring and see a medical professional if there are changes to get them further investigated.
Angela, what are some of the things that women should be aware of?
They need to... they need to be really comfortable in looking at their breasts, whatever they call them, whether they call them their girls. And I know my girlfriends certainly say we're getting the girls out tonight when we go out and that sort of stuff. So be comfortable about how you look in the mirror, what changes. And things do change over the life cycle, particularly as you age, everything starts to go south. Sorry, people, it's a reality. So things will start to change and they're normal, but if you see changes that happen really quickly or something looks a bit different, so the skin starts to dimple or the shape's really, really uneven, they're the kinds of things that you should be going and seeing a medical professional about. Any kind of nipple discharge that some women have during their menstrual cycle, those kinds of things are normal for them. So it's about getting to know what's normal for you.
Yeah.
And if anything goes outside of that, please go and see a medical professional because they're the kind of changes that really need to be looked at.
You raise a really good point there because I think sometimes we get so used to looking at ourselves, when we get up in the morning and get ready for work or whatever, that maybe we actually aren't really looking at what's changing. So it's actually really important to kind of inspect, what our bodies look like and be comfortable with that and actually, take notice of these things.
Yeah, and if you have a partner, they're really good at being able to see all and feel all those things that you can't. So, and most partners are pretty happy to inspect your breasts for you. and we do know that lots of lumps have been found by partners.
So, Sonia, can you explain what is involved in a breast screening?
Yeah, sure. So the service is available for women over the age of 40, so they can ring our service and make an appointment. They'll come to the clinic. Each appointment takes about 15 minutes. Come to the clinic, they'll be asked to take their upper garments off and go in each in the radiographer. will take them into the actual screening room. Two images of each breast will be taken, one from the top and one from the side. And after that, they'll be asked to just go and get dressed. Within about 2 weeks, they'll be notified whether their breast screen was normal. Mm-hmm. And if there was any issues, one of our staff will give them a call and organise for further tests to be done.
So the process itself then is fairly quick?
It is. It is. Yeah. Less, about 10 to 15 minutes.
Why over 40? What is it about that age that presents a high risk?
So most women, so over 75% of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer are over the age of 50. So we actively recruit women over 50, but from the age of 40, women are eligible to come to the service. Okay. Women between 40 and 49 are at lesser risk, about 19%. But women under 40, breast screening or screening mammography is not the best technology. Their breasts are quite dense, and so it reduces the effectiveness of a screening mammogram.
Angela, what about women with breast implants? Can they be screened? Are there different risks associated with having implants?
Women with implants certainly can be screened, but we need to know when women make an appointment that they have implants because it takes a little bit longer for that to happen. The implant obviously is in the way of some of the breast tissue, so it takes about half an hour for women with implants to have a mammography. But there's no evidence that says that having implants will actually increase your risk of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a myth around that having a mammogram will actually bust.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bust the implants?
Bust the implants.
Okay. I heard that one.
I know. It's a very strange one, but we had a display on Monday, and that was asked three times by women at the display on Monday. So that was very strange that people, that myth's actually doing the rounds. I don't know whether it's on social media at the moment or if it's just something that these particular women had heard. The compression won't break your implants. If you've got a leaking implant, we will actually find it on a mammogram and we'll tell you, and then you need to go and follow that up with your surgeon.
Sure. Are there any other common myths that you feel the need to debunk about breast screening and breast cancer?
There is a bump or a knock to the breast will cause breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Another one about wearing underwire bras, using antiperspirant deodorant. Having a termination or a miscarriage.
Oh, right, okay.
So there's no scientific evidence to support those myths.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of information on our website.
Of course.
So people are welcome to go and have a look on there.
The other one is that if there's no family history, then I'm not going to get it. But the majority of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer don't have a family history.
Okay.
So... And the other thing is that having a mammogram will prevent breast cancer, and that's not the case at all. It is a screening tool to look for early signs of breast cancer. So there are a couple of the myths that sort of fly around. We do have lots of information on the website, and you can book online through the website if you've been with our service before. And I know that the audience out there is probably not over 40, but tell your mum and tell your auntie about this and definitely your nana.
Is there a higher risk associated if you have a history of breast cancer in the family?
There is, depending on the person in your family who had
breast cancer. And the circumstances.
Yeah. So if it was your mother or your sister or your daughter, so that's what we call a first degree relative,
mm-hmm.
or your father, so a direct blood relative, we would call that a first-degree family history, and there's some increased risk. If it was auntie's cousin that you heard of through the grapevine, that's probably not what we wouldn't class that as a family history.
Okay.
And there are certainly there's been a lot of publicity with Angelina Jolie and her family history,
mm-hmm.
but that was her mum and her auntie, so they were very close to her.
Okay.
And she was found to have the particular gene, and that gene genetic counselling happens at King Eddie's. So if you do have a really strong family history, there's places that any people can go to, regardless of age, to get assistance and counselling around that.
Right. You're listening to Fitter Happier on the MAG on RTRFM 92.1 with me, Chris Mason. And this week we're discussing breast awareness with Angela Helliwell and Sonia Schultz from Breast Screen WA. Now, Sonia, what can be done to reduce the risk of breast cancer?
So we don't actually know what causes breast cancer, but normal lifestyle risk factors like maintaining a healthy weight, sensible alcohol use, so they consider that to be no more than 2 drinks per day,
mm-hmm.
and with at least 2 alcohol-free days a week. Other things you can do to reduce risk include... healthy eating, and I suppose
all of the things that we would recommend to just maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Sure. So, it's about being healthy.
Yeah. Cancers of all forms seem to get worse if you're not maintaining your body in a good and sensible way, and we all let loose every now and then, and that's fine. But if you but alcohol, and there's been some research come out recently that alcohol is a key risk factor for breast cancer, but also for lots of other cancers. So reducing your alcohol intake is a really good way to make you feel better and not have that horrible hangover on a Sunday morning.
Now, breast cancer in men is not actually unheard of. How common is it in males?
I looked at the cancer registry, and that's available online if anyone's really into all the statistics, and there's lots there if that's what kind of stokes your fire. 200 men across Australia were diagnosed in 2014, as opposed to 17,000 and nearly 18,000 women. So it's very, very rare for a man to be diagnosed with breast cancer. And we are not licensed to screen men. Our service is for women only. But I would say to any young man out there, get to know your body. And if you feel anything that changes, a bit like what's happened for Jesse Hogan at the moment, he found a lump and he was brave enough to go to the doctor and say, something's not right. Be like that, guys. If you find a lump or you find something changing anywhere on your body, go and see your doctor. And don't be embarrassed about it, because it's better to be a little bit embarrassed than very dead.
Yeah, certainly great advice. Where can people find out more if they want to about this issue?
Go to the website, so that's www.breastscreen, or just Google Breastscreen WA. We come up first in the Google search engine. You can have a look on there. It's a pretty good website. It's disability. It's got the best accessibility rating that it can have. We made sure that people can read it. We also, all of our clinics, anyone can get into them. We have lifts on the mobile clinics, for instance, and all that sort of stuff. If you're from another country and English isn't your first language and you need interpreters, we can provide that as well. We're up in the remote communities at the moment, so we're bussing women in from the desert.
Right.
So we do a whole lot of stuff to make sure that there's an equitable access to the service. But the website has everything. If you're into the stats, the AIHW website has all the stats and the risks and all that sort of stuff. And Breast Screen Australia has some general information as well, and about where men can go.
Fantastic. Well, it definitely is an issue we should all be more aware of. Thanks for joining us in the studio this morning, Angela and Sonia.
Thanks,
Chris.
That was Angela Halliwell and Sonia Schultz there from Breast Screen WA discussing breast awareness on this week's edition of Fitter Happier.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.